This Monday, every player in Major League Baseball will wear the same number on his jersey, 42. That was Jackie Robinson's number when he became the first black player in the majors playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Baseball now celebrates April 15th as Jackie Robinson Day. But 66 years ago, of course, not everyone saw his hiring as cause for celebration. Critic Bob Mondello says a new movie called simply 42 is about a history-making moment in sports that pitted racial vitriol against a man who let his talent do the talking.
When Dodgers general manager Branch Rickey tells a promising Negro League shortstop in 1945 that he's hoping to hire him to play at Ebbets Field, he does not make shattering the long tradition of segregated sports sound like a walk in the park.
People aren't going to like this. They're going to do anything to get you to react. Echo a curse with a curse, and they'll hear only yours. Follow a blow with a blow, and they'll say, "The Negro lost his temper." Your enemy will be out in force, and you cannot meet him on his own low ground.
26-year-old Jack Robinson wants clarification.
You want a player who doesn't have the guts to fight back?
No, I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back.
That took a lot of guts in the 1940s, what with death threats, resistance from white teammates, and baseball executives who want to bar him from their ballparks. Writer-director Brian Helgeland lays out the history in broad, clear strokes with very little nuance but lots of atmosphere. Gorgeous digital recreations of long-gone ballparks, for instance. And it helps that this was an era when color commentary was still colorful.
This game is just as tight as a new pair of shoes on a rainy day. Casey goes into his windup.
Perk for longtime NPR listeners, that's John C. McGinty doing a fine Red Barber imitation.
Robinson is down. Slaughter spiked him high up on the leg, and he is down.
Injuries, racial slurs, viciousness that's all on one side will build sympathy for Jackie Robinson, growls Harrison Ford's Rickey at one point, a line that sounds like Helgeland explaining how his movie works. He never lets actor Chadwick Boseman play Robinson for anything other than saintly nobility, and while that doesn't make him very interesting dramatically, it would be hard to watch 42 without feeling protective of him as prejudice spews, or without being heartened when other characters evolve, as it were. Kentucky boy Pee Wee Reese, for instance, throwing his arm supportively around Robinson's shoulder and standing with him at midfield as a Cincinnati crowd jeers.
Thank you, Jack.
What are you thanking me for?
Making a case for being on the right side of history.
I got family up there from Louisville. I need them to know. I need them to know who I am.
You can hear the score is doing too much heavy lifting here, though it's irresistible, as is the tug of 42, a real-life profile in courage that would be even more inspiring if it didn't keep trying to knock teachable moments out of the ballpark.
Maybe tomorrow we'll all wear 42. That way they won't tell us apart.
Not tomorrow, but Monday. Shameless, sure, and effective. I'm Bob Mondello.
Yes, yes. Jack is real gone. 'Cause Jackie is a real gone guy.
This is NPR News.